Our buddy Austin went to get coffee about an hour ago. I don't know where he's at now.
I think they had to make a new pot. They had to make a new pot.
He was just sitting here, so I'm going to go get some coffee, and he's back. He's not lost.
So it's not a big enough place to get lost.
No, it's not. We got a smaller place.
No, I think he's waiting on coffee.
Yeah.
Because okay. I think I drank it all.
Oh, yeah.
Did you fill it up to the top too much?
No, it was a coffee cup. It was a whole thing.
Your coffee cup is just like you're walking in like you're not trying to spill soup, man.
It's a miracle, actually, because you have a slider on it for ounces.
Okay.
And the guy that helping me, we didn't know, so it filled it up with like 3 ounces.
Okay.
And he's like, well, this is weird. I'm like, okay, well, we got to switch it over. And I just pulled the lever. And then I was like, oh, man, this is going to overflow. So I was going to do Indiana Jones with another thing.
Okay.
And it literally stopped at the very cusp
of just destroying
your guys' break room.
All right. That's okay, bro. Our break room is our office, obviously, out there. Welcome, Austin. Glad you came in.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you some coming in for hanging out with us this morning. I want to get into this story because I saw this. People that donate their bodies to science. I always think that's very admirable because they usually just slice you open at a hospital. You know,
poke around inside there.
Yeah,
and it's fair.
And I know that we've talked to doctors before that have to go through that at medical schools, and it's a respect thing. You have to respect the dead. But in this case, he donated his mom's body, and they blew her up. They just used her to find out what happens to bodies when they blow up.
No.
That's true.
That's the worst dedication to science ever.
I know.
But it is science.
But he's mad. I guess you have to write down. I didn't read the whole story. I just read the headline.
The Arizona Body Donation Center, where FBI agents discovered a woman's head sewn onto a male body like Frankenstein, also sold an elderly woman's corpse to the U.S. Army to be blown up in a blast testing experiment.
A blast testing experiment. She just gets blown up.
So this guy, he donated his mother's body to the Biological Research Center in Maricopa County, Arizona. That's Phoenix, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And in 2013, after she died at age 74, she suffered from Alzheimer's in the final years of her life. Doctors believe it's disease may have mutated. She did not have the usual Alzheimer's, and they hope to study her brain after her death because she had something.
Well, you can't do that when they splatter her brain.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess they wanted to study her brain. So he said, sure, I'll donate mom's body to science, you guys, because maybe this will help others with Alzheimer's or this particular mutation. And then apparently it says after.
Oh, that's why he's pissed.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this place. You know, it's now defunct.
Is this where they kept Ted Williams' head in a jar?
Yeah, it might have been.
A jarro.
Yeah. Who's Ted Williams?
Baseball player.
And they took his head off?
He did that cryogenic thing. He saved his head for money in case they invent in the future. They can actually make a...
Yeah, reanimate you.
I don't know.
They got thrown away in some spring cleaning. They're like, I don't think this is coming about.
Didn't they
about.
Do that with Walt Disney as well?
Well, that...
Or is that urban legend?
I think that was urban legend. But the Ted Williams thing is true. His son's down there, too. I think that place is still open, isn't it? That's a cryogenic thing. That's totally different than donating your body to science, you know.
Well, they said the neurologist said they couldn't accept the body, so he decided to donate it to this place in hopes that her brain could still be used for some sort of scientific research.
The Army blast test site? He didn't. Yeah, we'll study your brain once we splatter it across 4 football fields.
It says several days later he received a wooden box containing what he was told were his mother's ashes. Yeah. But he was never told how the body had been used at the center. Years later, a Reuters report revealed her brain was never used for Alzheimer's research. Instead, the body was sold off to the U.S. Army so it could be part of an experiment to measure damage caused by roadside bombs.
This is insane.
She was strapped into a chair on some sort of apparatus. A detonation took place underneath her to basically get an idea of what the human body goes through when a vehicle is hit by an IED.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine someone taking your mom and strapping her to a chair?
No.
Blowing her up?
No. No. Even dead, it's pretty sad.
Yeah, oh, that's yeah. What I mean. Oh. Like,
and there was even, he says there was actually wording on the paperwork about this stuff.
I strapped Puss's mom to a chair once. That was just, it was consensual.
She wasn't dead.
And she wasn't dead. No, she was very much alive.
Yeah. Former Phoenix FBI assistant special agent Mark Sinwar testified for the civil suit when the FBI raided the Biological Resource Center. This was back in 14. Observed several unsettling scenes. I saw a large torso with the head removed and replaced with a smaller head sewn together in a Frankenstein manner.
So why were they doing that? That's not experimenting at all. That's just freaks,
that was,
man.
That was a whole different thing.
It's like Reanimator, like you mentioned, man.
I observed body parts piled on top of each other throughout the facility with no apparent identification to indicate what the bodies, where they came from, or who they belonged to. Buckets and coolers with various body parts, including buckets of heads, arms, legs, were also absent of identification, as were body parts strewn in freezers.
Now, a lot of these are homeless people. They had no family. But if you actually donate, not that you shouldn't disrespect the homeless people either. Just died, nobody had a family. But you're right. The guy's mom.
Oh,
I don't want to. You know, I don't trust the guy archiving all those parts.
I know.
You know, anybody that's like, that's my job.
Yeah,
stacking up dead body parts in boxes like that. That's not a guy you want to hang out with.
Male torso.
And somebody's got that job because they're sexually attracted to corpses too. You know, somebody's working there.
I did a show once in Takema, and after the show, the guy that ran the mortuary, he's like, "You want to come look at dead bodies with me?"
Did you?
I was like, no. I don't want to hang out with you in your morgue.
No. First of all, you shouldn't offer tours of dead bodies.
I mean,
these are people's loved ones laying there in slabs. You know.
Yeah.
Well, it says this guy whose mom was
obviously enjoyed the show. Actually, yeah. Give him credit for that.
He said there was actually something.
No, I don't want to come look at dead
I'm
bodies.
Like, will you buy a shirt?
Go ahead.
They asked him. He says on the paperwork when they donated the body, there was a question. Performing medical tests that may involve explosions. Are you okay with this? And they checked the no box.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would have checked the no box.
But then they said they were getting almost $6,000 a piece from the Army for these bodies that they were just selling off so that they could detonate them.
Oh, they're selling out through the back door and detonating.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right.
FBI dude said there were male torsos that he saw without limbs and without genitalia. A cooler was filled with male genitalia.
Oh.
I thought it would be.
Why do you got to keep that?
Was it a Yeti?
Right. You should keep that in a bag.
Was
you can tell
Yeti?
Somebody to eat a bag. eat a cooler.
And I actually have a bag for you right here.
Eat a bag of D's.
And I have one.
Like you have a bag of D's. I happen to have a bag of D's in the bag.
I keep one on me at all times. Just
that is disgusting, man. Like 40 D's in a bag.
This goes way back.
Great movie.
Nuts, been, too, or the nuts in a separate bag? I put the nuts in a separate bag.
Been mistreating and illegally selling donated bodies since at least 07. This has been going on for a long time.
Now, they shut the place down and probably put these people in jail, hopefully. Whoever owns a place should be put in jail.
Well, the suit was filed in 2015.
They just moved them to a new facility. Yeah.
What's your bail? A bag of D's. Yeah. Okay, well, I got that.
We're going to have to sell off some of your assets.
Oh, that's gross, man. But poor guy, thinking about his mom being blown up. I think if you are donating your body to science, that I'd rather get my body blown up than laid in the slab and ripped open.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, well, I just found out that I had a friend from back in the day, I guess. Mm-hmm. His mom passed away, mm-hmm. and his sister was like, wanted an autopsy because she was 85 because she thought vitamins killed her.
Okay.
And I'm like, you want to have your mom, you know.
Ripped open because of vitamins?
Yeah.
Did they agree to it?
No.
Yeah. They just said she died because she's 85, right?
Yeah. Okay, it was vitamin C. Yeah. You're gonna cut your...
Man.
See, I think the worst would be you see the specials about the body farms where they...
I think that's the worst.
Where they just leave you out and let you decompose to see what the body looks like in various stages.
For crime scenes, right.
Isn't there one of those in Tennessee, a famous one in Tennessee?
Somewhere like that,
I think that's sad.
Yeah.
Don't your body and you're just laying by a tree for 4 months.
Yeah.
Right. That's probably, like animals, they laid it out there. They don't stop anything from coming there yet.
Oh, see, I thought they put like a little chicken coop cage over it to make sure that animals didn't come and gnaw on you because they wanted to see what the decomposition was like over various stages.
There's probably a field like that in Rulo.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a book about that.
Yeah. I remember seeing something on one of those news shows about it, and they were...
Yeah, that'd be the worst. I'd rather get blown up by the army. What the hell, man? You know?
They were shooting that special very carefully to not show you too much.
Oh, they did? Okay.
But, I mean, still, there had to be a reporter and a camera guy that were like...
Just looking at dead bodies laying around. Like that's like a horror movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for real bodies.
You never get to unsee
that. Chicken coops.
No, you can't. Yeah.
That was, I mean, yeah, they were like little wire cages that they'd put over the bodies.
Well, come on. The guy's having, I'm waking up in the middle of the night having a nightmare about a bag of D's if I see those. If I'm the guy walking through it, I don't care if I'm a cop or a fireman who's seen stuff. That's something you never want to see.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Well, the Frankenstein style, you know, different
the smaller head
sewn
on it,
onto a body.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, where do you find these people that will do this?
I don't know.
That's right out of Beetlejuice.
Taking an inventory of the death field?
There's some freaks, man. I mean, for people that do it properly are...
They're freaks.
Thank God they're... Yeah, they're still freaks.
It had to be...
But they're like, you know, they live within the bounds of society.
Right, right.
I don't want to hang out with them.
No. No, neither do I.
It had to be a small amount of people that were working at that place, because if there were too many employees, you can't keep that secret. Somebody's going to open the wrong door at the wrong time and just be horrified.
Well, and then we told somebody to bar, man. Yeah. You can believe the stuff I've seen.
Either that or everybody was getting a little cash.
We blew up this old woman today. She's seen it.
I need a drink, man.
She never even flew off the chair, just shot in the air like a rocket.
Although that's a fun day at the gig, man. We're getting to blow up a woman today, you know, old woman.
I don't even see how that...
I just pictured a house dress laying there, like, freshly dead, too.
I'm just like Aunt Edna from the top of the family truckster.
Except the captain's like, why is she wearing makeup? Yeah. The guy's like, I don't know.
Why not?
Yeah.
Oh, you
want to be respectful.
You didn't say not to make her up.
Yeah.
Why is she wearing makeup? I don't know. You think it looks pretty good?
That's weird.
The thing is, if they were studying what an IED would do to a body in that situation, wouldn't that just be highly, like, isn't every situation different like that?
Well,
you don't know.
They're obviously experts.
How would you take any of that data and apply it to real world? Because every IED, every road, every little rock is different in those situations.
Well,
the damage would be different.
That's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it seems
the entire science behind it.
Well, I don't know how you would really... We're not doctors, but I don't know how you
obviously.
I don't know how you'd actually study the brain once the brain is dead. I mean, how can you tell if an IED explosion would affect a brain that's already been dead?
I don't think they were looking at the brain at that point.
They're looking to see how far her arm shot off.
Yeah. Like, I just think like a bomb is going to blow you up.
Right.
So I'd be like, yep, bombs blow people up.
Yeah, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check out the box.
That's it. It's just one box.
Yeah. But they want to get into the how and what happens. And the aftermath.
Yeah.
Well, that's to study soldiers in the future, I guess, right?
I guess.
Since we're always going to fight.
I guess maybe you could probably draw some sort of data about how to...
I'd do like what Austin said, though. Yeah, check. Yeah. That you die from that.
How you could protect the body from being so damaged.
Or how to treat it afterwards better, maybe. Maybe you could find some sort of data on that.
Yeah. I don't think you have a... I mean, obviously, we're organ donors. I know I am, but that's a little different, though. They just take an organ if anything's good.
Not the liver.
I don't know if anything's good at this point, you know.
No, not the ears.
They ain't taking my ears.
Probably not the eyes.
Not the corneas, right? Yeah.
They're just like, all right, strap them to the chair.
Yeah,
He blowed up real good.
They've donated their organs to explosions.
I mean, I'd request makeup, though. Put some makeup on me first, just so I look pretty.
If you're 75, 85 years old, is any of your stuff any good?
I don't think so.
Once you age...
I think we've asked this question before, and now we've had people respond, doctors. There's something in an old person's body might be okay, but, you know, I don't know what it would be.
No, I can't most think of it's thing. All worn out.
Yeah.
I would think.
Unless they're like, yeah, I don't know.
Do they label the age of the D's in the bag, too? Like, is this that's a 75-year-old D's laying over there. We could tell it's pretty small. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the shriveled D's are over there.
Well, they don't even get their separate bags.
I know.
You got to fish them out.
Oh.
Yeah, give me a six-incher.
He's a grower. I was hungry. I'm not now. I just got grossed out by that. We got to fish them out, man.
Apparently, the kidneys are quite fine at advanced age.
Okay.
Okay.
It says corneas, liver.
Oh, corneas?
And other tissues.
Corneas has nothing to do with your eyesight then?
I guess if you still have good eyesight.
Nobody has good eyesight at 75. Nobody has perfect eyesight at 75. Nobody. Nobody.
No, but it might be better than average.
Yeah, but do you want, corneas are going, you want 75-year-old corneas if you're like 30-year-old guy?
Yeah, you get out there like, all right, we found a donor. Put 75-year-old eyes in.
Yeah, but if you're 85.
Old chicks are looking hot to you.
If you're 85, those 75-year-old corneas might still be better than what you had.
Yeah, maybe.
You know? This story I'm looking at here says review of nearly 650 kidneys transplanted from deceased donors aged 50 to older than 80 in a 10-year period found patient survival and organ function was high even among the oldest donors. So an 80-year-old kidney was transplanted into somebody and it worked fine.
What about like an 80-year-old heart? Those are no good.
No, I'm guessing some things do get excluded.
No, strap that heart to the chair. Yes, blowing that bear up, man.
Let's see what happens when we blow up hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we took out her corneas, but we put some makeup on her, and we're going to blow her up later on.
Yeah, kidneys specifically are the ones mentioned in this that are, it seems like, most often.
Do they study what to take? Do they study what your brain happens when you take a punch? Usually they just bring a boxer in, and he just starts punching corpses in the face. Or, oh, you talking to me? You talking to me, bitch? And he just swings at her.
Yeah, the brain might still have to be alive.
We're gonna punch
people that just joined the service are like, what's happening here?
Yeah, I think the brain still has to be.
Why are we punching old women in the face?
I think it has to be connected
because they donated their body to see if they can take a punch.
I think once you unplug the brain, it doesn't matter after that.
I think she said something to you.
You probably get the same result once the brain is unplugged.
Yeah, if you've worked in one of those situations, we talked to a lot of people. Military people listening right now. I don't know. Doctors. Yeah, feel free. Anytime you hear this, if you hear this story in a podcast later on, let us know, you know, what you've heard about this, because that's pretty creepy there. I mean, and don't commit to any crimes, by the way. What happened?
The phone out here started ringing.
Oh, just rang?
Yeah, like audibly rang.
Oh, okay.
It's not supposed to do that.
There's a bunch of people out there that want to donate their mother to be blown up. They're like, where do we send her?
She's still alive. blow that bitch up, you know. Oh, you're right. Unfortunately, a lot of guys probably want that from women.
We don't want that call.
They want their mom blown up.
You want to detonate your mom, keep that to yourself.
Yeah. I like the fact that you're practicing what a good punch to the head looks like.
That's.
You imagine getting paid just to punch dead people in the face? That's a nightmare fuel right there.
Yeah. Paycheck's a paycheck.
You want the perfect shot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you see a boxer getting punched, his face gets contorted.
You have to have somebody's got to be behind that person making insults at you, so you eventually just hit it.
Yeah,
you know,
the guy that punches the corpses, you know, no one wants to hang out with him. He's like, you guys want to go get a drink? People are like, oh man, I got homework. You're like, what? You're 40. Yeah, I'm going back to school.
I got homework.